following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
College basketball is heating up, and there's one place for all the madness. Get to Dave & Buster's, the only place to watch the games and play the games. Watch all the hoops on tons of huge HD TVs and get awesome game-time food. Try the pretzel dogs or the Mountain O' Nachos. Plus, there are always new games in the Midway. Visit bestsportsbarever.com to find the Dave & Buster's location nearest you and get free gameplay. Dave & Buster's, the only place to watch the games and play the games.
Fantasy baseball's back, and our listeners are winning huge cash at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-day fantasy sports site. Like James from L.A., he won $1 million in just one day. It's easy. DraftKings is one-day fantasy sports, so no season-long commitments, just immediate cash payouts. This Monday, opening day, DraftKings is awarding $500,000, and our listeners are getting free entry. Just enter HERD at DraftKings.com. But hurry, free spots are going quick. That's HERD at DraftKings.com.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Show this morning at 11 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, some guy from Loper Link going to talk with us. I don't know. Stay away from him.
You might get hurt. Yeah, there might be an injury that's caused.
Broke a toe just walking in here this morning. Coming up, we'll talk with Damon Day about Loper baseball. We will talk with Tim Chambers, the head baseball coach at UNLV. And Keith Crowe stepping down over at Silver Lake. We'll talk with him towards the end of the program today. And it's official. UConn is going to kill everyone in the regional in Lincoln this weekend.
Well, I think the only team that had even a remote chance because of the home court advantage would have been Nebraska. But unfortunately, they ran into a buzzsaw and a team that couldn't miss a three-pointer in BYU. And unfortunately, they're that good. There are just some really dominant programs from time to time, and Connecticut has that rolling right now in women's basketball.
Is it boring?
Greatness, you learn to appreciate greatness, and you have to kind of look at it in that way. Are most of their games boring in that sense? Yeah, but you know what? Van Gogh was boring because he was really, really good. You know, I mean, sometimes you just have to appreciate how talented they really are. And if you can do that, you won't find them boring because they're that good.
Connecticut will play BYU Saturday afternoon at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Tip-off is set for 3:30, and that'll be followed by Texas A&M and DePaul at approximately 6 o'clock. Both of those games are scheduled to air on the main channel at ESPN. So we'll see what the crowd is like. Obviously, it would have been a little different had Big Ren been able to play in it. But that's the story, and that's what's going on Saturday. The winners then will meet Monday in the regional championship game, which is set for 8:30.
Yeah, which you're going from kind of the early afternoon to now you're the nightcap. But again, Cincinnati, who wants to follow the act of Connecticut as they play. Not too many teams want to do that. So, I mean, you know, there's your headliner.
There you go. It's time for our Loper Link to start off the program, brought to you by Charterwest National Bank. Kearney, you have the reasons they have loans. See Russ Smith today at Charterwest National Bank. Many of you know him as a Cleveland Browns fan and a sometimes co-host of the Doug and Daddy Show, which is two strikes. But Dave and Dave's baseball team went to Emporia State, went 2-2 over the weekend, and we put him in the actual coach's role. Good morning, Coach. Good to have you on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for allowing me to come on today.
This rare opportunity to talk about
Loper baseball.
So what's the problem? 2-2 the last two weekends. I thought we'd take that.
No, you know, it's kind of one of those, there's good splits and then there's bad splits. And what we did against Central Missouri was a good split. When you lose the first two and you roar back and take the final two, that's a good split. A horrible split is when you win the first two and then have game three and four in hand in both opportunities and then find a way to lose them to get the split. And so I felt bad. A couple people had approached me yesterday and said, hey, great job at Emporia on splitting. And I was still caught up in the moment of I'm fed up with everyone telling me it's okay to split. I'm sick of my guys feeling like it's okay to split. And that's where we had the conversation yesterday about good splits and bad splits, because this weekend against Emporia was one of the worst splits that you could possibly have from a head coaching standpoint. So that it's kind of one of those more, you know, it should have been a better weekend, but we did do what we needed to do.
When you explain that to them, don't get overly agitated, because it appears that they're rather fragile, and they might, you know, we're laughing a little bit because it has been a pretty serious injury situation for you guys, and if you don't laugh, sometimes you're forced to cry. So you were kind of telling us that you're kind of more than all hands on deck at this point. You've been out trying to find more players even.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, we had a rough fall injury-wise, and it's kind of followed us into this spring, and we had some guys go down that we weren't anticipating. You never anticipate guys getting injured, but it's just kind of been a domino effect, and we're down to a 10 or 11 healthy position players, and fortunately for us, we got Joey DeSimone back, a middle infielder who was with the program the previous 2 years, and he's back with us now, joined us about 2 weeks ago, and so he's given us some depth and some opportunity. And then, you know, we lose Dylan Schroeder this weekend, and then his replacement, Kyle Honeycutt, steps into the order for him and dislocates his shoulder on still one of the best plays I've seen in a while, and still got the out even while dislocating his shoulder and laying there in pain. Had the presence of mind to flip it to the pitcher, and it was a bang bang play, and I think I would have beaten up the umpire if he would have called him safe. but then, you know, we lose Kyle for the remainder of the season, and so we're down to 11 cleared by medical staff individuals, and you know what? It's some adversity, and you got to look at it for the opportunity that it is, and how great is it going to be when we make the playoffs going through all of this. And that's kind of the message that we've been sending to our guys is, you know, there's one of two ways we can handle this. We can either really feel sorry for ourselves, and you know, you do feel bad for the guys. You do feel bad for Dylan and Kyle, and we lost Logan Kruger second weekend of the season to a broken hand for the year. And so you hurt for those guys, but when it comes to being on the field, it's time to go. I mean, Missouri Western is not very upset right now that Dylan Schroeder and Kyle Honeycutt are not going to be in the order. They're here to play us, and that's what we have to do is pick ourselves up and be ready to compete on Friday when Missouri Western comes to town.
Talk with Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, here as part of our Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show. There obviously was a reason you guys won the first two and were in position to win the last two this weekend. What were the good things from the weekend?
You know, we did a lot of great things well, and I think that's why you even get more frustrated with the split. But we pitched the baseball very, very well, and Emporia State's a really good baseball team, and I was very impressed with we responded. I mean, we went punch for punch, and if you happen to get to watch all four of those baseball games, they were very, very well-played collegiate baseball games. They weren't sloppy. It was big hits. It was big plays. It was making things happen on the bases and us trying to shut down their running game and them trying to shut down our offense. And at the end of the weekend, you got to tip your cap to both pitching staffs because both teams were pretty offensive. by reputation. And so it was just a great four games of college baseball. And I was really proud of ourselves, of our guys that, you know, the injury to Dylan happened during batting practice. So it wasn't even a game injury and happened literally 15 minutes before the game. And we responded. We responded the entire weekend. We responded yesterday in practice. And so I'm really happy with where we're at, but it's still one of those things that, you know, we as a baseball program and, you know, we as a group need to kind of start understanding how good we really are, how good we could really be when we do put some things together. And I think that's what's most exciting for me as a baseball coach is, you know, we're starting to see what we need to do to be in this league, and we're starting to be competitive with those top teams in this league. And now I'm ready to fly right by the competitive part and start beating these teams. And I think that's where we as a baseball program need to start turning our eyes over the next 20 games is we belong in this conference.
When you have those injuries to your position players, and obviously that's going to thin things out in that area, does that put more pressure on the pitching staff, and is your pitching staff prepared for that? Or is it kind of all hands on deck in terms of trying to improve the baseball team at this point?
I think it's all hands on deck, but it starts with your pitching staff. They're the ones who can make the most dramatic effect on a game, and I thought they did that this weekend versus Emporia State. They controlled the tempo of the game. They controlled the offenses for the game. And but for two big innings, really kept kind of everything in check. And in both those big innings, there were some interesting plays that just kind of, it's the thing about baseball. There's a, you know, a bloop single, a chopper that, you know, hits the plate and bounces over our third baseman. There was just some fluke stuff that happened in there. But that's where it starts for us, is with our pitching staff, because right now they're the deepest, they're the healthiest, and they have, we're most in line with our rotation with our entire pitching staff. And so I really truly feel like that our pitching staff is what's going to lead us over the next 20 games. But we have such a good offense that losing one or two bats, I still expect a lot out of our offense because we're that good offensively.
So who steps into your shortstop role?
Josh Kiger, shortstop from Papillion, La Vista, Papio South. You guys probably remember him. He played here a couple years ago in the state tournament. And so he'll step in and play shortstop for us. And that's what's great about a lot of our guys is they're very athletic and they provide depth at multiple positions. And so Josh was playing third base for us. So Danny Droll and Brent Kirsch will play third base when Danny's catching. And Max will slide in and do some more catching. And Dallas Schramm will slide over to first. And, you know, so there's some versatility that we've built within our lineup, but at the end of the day, these guys just kind of got to go play and do their thing and continue to compete. That's what I'm liking most about our series against Emporia is we never really folded. Even when we made mistakes, we kept competing and kept competing, and I think that's the thing I'm most excited about with our baseball program is we're starting to realize if we just compete, we're going to be very, very successful.
You've talked several times off the air. You know, we kind of talked a little baseball, and you've always been very happy, very talked up the character of your team, and adversity kind of forces that character out. How have they handled this? How has their attitude been facing all this adversity?
You know, from a head coaching standpoint, there's probably not a prouder guy of his team in the country. And I know you guys hear that all the time as coach speaks about how well or how proud people are of their team. I mean, for our guys to go through this weekend and see one of their leaders, a guy that's really part of our core group of individuals, go down. It's Dylan's third leg injury in the last three seasons. To see him rehab as hard as he did in the fall, And to see all of that happen and in an instant, everyone knew his season was over. And then to bang, it happened to Kyle the next game, and Kyle separated his shoulder earlier this fall, rehabbed like heck to get back for the season. And so it's not just, I think sometimes people forget, it's not just an injury. These guys are with each other every day. They were there to help Dylan in the fall get his bag, you know, get the crutches. This is a team thing. And so to see guys go down when they go down, it's a shock to the system. It's not just this isn't professional sports where you just go sign a guy off the waiver wire. These guys are with each other every single day, and I'm just immensely proud just how they talked. You know, they talked about how this was adversity. They talked there about, you know, how we're going to do this, how we're going to go about still competing, and how we're going to go about it. And that's what you want to hear, because a lot of times you can hear the explicitives and the, you know, we're doomed, we're destined for failure, the world's out to get us. And you can hear all, and I haven't heard that yet. You know, and maybe they're saying it in the right areas, you know, because I know I went home and said, what is going on? But I'm very proud of how they've handled that from the that maturity standpoint of, you know, we still have 20 games left and we still control our own destiny.
So Missouri Western comes in this weekend. What type of ball club are they?
Hey, they just beat number 22 in the country 3 out of 4 times, but it was at home. They went down to Emporia State and lost 3 out of 4 on the road. And you're really starting to see in this MIAA, home and road is a big deal. It is a big deal on how teams play. And so we're excited to have them at our place, make them travel, make them stay in a hotel, make them kind of do all that type of thing. So, you know, they're the defending conference champions from last year. They did graduate a couple of their key players, but they're a team that's finally starting to put it together. And as you can see, when they play well, they're a very good baseball team. So we're going to have to pitch well this weekend and shut down their offense. And then we need to do a good job of being productive with our at-bats. We don't necessarily need to get hits, but we need to make sure that every at-bat is productive and limit the free bases that we hand out. And I think if we can do those things, it'll be a successful weekend for us.
How great would it be if the wind blew like this weekend out, you know, towards center? Be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yes. I can honestly say with our offensive capabilities, that would be a fun game to watch, but it may be 20. We would have to kick the – we may have to go for two. We may have to go for two in the eighth or ninth, you know. So.
Well, the beauty of this is we don't have to put up with you for the whole hour. So, Damon, thanks so much for coming in today, and stay healthy.
Oh, without – I thought we were going to talk, you know, women's basketball – you know, more so. I thought you were going to throw it to me on the UConn thing.
No.
About the dynasty. Is a dynasty born?
No.
Yes, UConn is single-handedly ruining women's basketball.
You have to appreciate greatness.
Yeah,
you have
Notre to appreciate Dame, you appreciate it. You appreciate it for about 3 minutes, and then you're flipping the channel to the next thing.
Yeah, that's true. It is true, and that's a whole another can of worms when we're talking about this particular sport. Yeah, you're gonna lose interest.
They lose that average guy who's just like, oh, a basketball game. And if you actually watch it, like you're saying, it's fun.
It's a clinic.
Yeah, they pass and shoot, and they do all the things the way the game used to be played. Listen to me sound like shooting a peace basket or something.
I remember when the Indians back in '54.
Yes, but you know, so.
Our Loper Link with Damon Day. Have an enjoyable day.
Today was supposed to be a little golf, a little relaxation. No.
And we intruded on that. Is that what you're saying? We're an intrusion? Is that what you're saying? Is that
what we're getting from you? I think the 45-mile-an-hour winds put a negate to the...
Just another day.
Just another... Yeah, so thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
See you, buddy.
Good seeing you, Double D.
Taking a look at some of the other UNK athletic events. UNK tennis team defeated Lemoyne Owen College yesterday. They were split with a couple of big-time programs down in Arkansas.
The Magicians, by the way. The Magicians.
Of Harding, or... down in Harding, Arkansas, or Lemoyne Owen is the Magicians?
Lemoyne Owen, I believe, are the Magicians.
They'll head to Lindenwood on Sunday. The men's track and field program is 7th in the U.S. Track and Field Cross Country Coaches Association Program of the Year standings. It's the first time in program history that the team has been ranked in those standings. What else do we got here? UNK Women's Golf, they finished 13th out of a 16-team field down in Missouri Western. We told you the baseball team went 2-2. The softball team went 1-3, and they will have home doubleheaders on Thursday, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's what's going on.
And there's going to be some nice weather this weekend, you know. So I mean, it's right now looking like it's going to be pretty good weather. I think go out and work on your tan, watch a little softball or baseball this weekend.
Well, we'll take a break. You've been listening to our Wednesday edition of the Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Call Russ Smith, as they offer all types of loans from FHA, VARD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Tim Chambers, UNLV baseball coach, as they head into Lincoln this weekend. Plus Silver Lake basketball coach Keith Crow. He's stepping down after 22 years with the Mustangs. We'll get his thoughts and more coming up.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Wendy's presents a case of mixed greens.
Tom?
Yeah?
Are you eating my Wendy's barbecue ranch chicken salad?
What, Wendy's? Please. Fresh spring mix like this. Fire roasted corn, crisp bacon.
And you're eating it at my desk.
Oops. I guess I accidentally ate your whole salad.
Right.
Make no mistake, Wendy's new salads are irresistible. From barbecue ranch chicken to the light and zesty Asian cashew chicken.
I'll buy tomorrow.
Now that's better.
Hi, Fran Healy here. At Haggar, they take pride in over 80 years of innovation. From their work to weekend no iron pants to their LK Life khaki collection, and now their latest innovation, introducing performance cotton slacks. Made from a revolutionary fabric that is wrinkle-free and stain-resistant with a bit of stretch for comfort, all for just $34.99. This may be their best pair of slacks yet. Visit a participating retailer now until March 29th, including Kohl's and JCPenney, or visit Haggar.com for more details.
The 2014 NCAA tournament is on. Westwood One.
Goes to Murray, back up on top again, all the way to the near side. Comer, and a beautiful pass. Feeler jams it home with two hands. It's a 19-point lead for Florida Gulf Coast, 52-33.
Who will this year's Cinderella be? Tune in here to find out.
Catch all the action on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A wind advisory is in effect for our listening area later today. We'll have sunny conditions. It's met breezy south winds, bringing us a mild high near 69 degrees. And we could see some showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low of 39. Right now, it's 48.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. And Wednesday is always Big Burger Night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney. As you get ready for the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, watching the big NBA game tonight between the Pacers and Heat, or just catching your favorite college baseball team, Major League Baseball preseason, it's all there. You can watch it at the Chicken Coop, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. And every Wednesday night, only $5 for any burger off the menu. Not a special Wednesday night, we only make it for you and charge you $5 burger. No. The 7-ounce ground Chuck, Bacon Burger, Mushroom Burger, the legendary Totally Jack Burger, any burger from 5 to 10 on Wednesday night is just $5. For you, the family, your co-workers, whatever the case may be, it's the Chicken Coop, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. Randy, baseball conference season got underway for Nebraska last week, and they went 1-2 in Iowa, so they decided we don't want to play any more conference games.
No, we need a better. Let's restart this. Let's bring in the Rebels. Let's restart this.
Let's play baseball with UNLV and get outside the conference. And we are pleased to be joined here on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, with Tim Chambers, the head coach of the UNLV baseball squad, as they get ready to roll into Lincoln, coming off another win last night. Coach, thanks so much for the time, and looks like the baseball team off to a decent start again for you.
Yeah, you know what? I appreciate you guys having me. What'd you call it, Doug and Daddy?
Doug and Daddy, my friend.
That's a click. That's clicky right there. I like that.
It's all about the marketing.
And we like Vegas, so, you know, it goes both ways, Coach. We like Vegas. How do you keep these kids out of trouble?
Doug and Daddy O. Doug and Daddy O. Good to be.
We were that in the 50s, when we were doing this in the 50s.
Yeah. Back
How
in the day.
How are you guys doing today?
Well, we're doing great, Coach. How do you keep these kids out of trouble in Vegas?
Well, you know what? That's kind of a fallacy. Everybody thinks that you know, Vegas is all about downtown, but I like to try to recruit and tell everybody, if you're a bad kid, you're going to be a bad kid no matter how what town you're in, whether it's Vegas or Lincoln or Omaha or St. George, Utah. If you're a bad kid, you're going to be a bad kid. If you're a good kid, you're going to be a good kid no matter where you're at.
Well, your baseball team off to a 17-7 start here, and you've had some pretty good success since taking over the program. In fact, you're Las Vegas, you're Nevada through and through. A lot of folks, we have UNK, Nebraska Kearney Division II here. We've got some football players from Bishop Gorman that have played here for UNK over the years, so a lot of people are familiar with the high school there. But talk about just having those roots and if that has made it easier for you and your staff here at UNLV.
You know, it really has. I've been really, really fortunate. I coached 10 years at the high school level, 11 years. Actually started junior college sports in Nevada in the summer of 99 and did that for 11 years. And this kind of halfway through our fourth year here at UNLV. And when I got here, we didn't have any local players in the starting lineup. And now we have 17, I think, of our 34 players are from Las Vegas. So we've been fortunate. I've been fortunate to get some good players, and I think we got our program on the right track right now.
Well, obviously, Coach, 17-7, and some rating sources have you in the top 25. What is the strength of your team? What do you, when you kind of look at your team and you try to tell people what you're all about, what are you all about?
Well, our pitching is really what's keeping us in games. 24 games we've had. 22 quality starts from our pitchers, which means you go six or more innings with less than three earned runs, and one of those was by design. We had our one of our guys, you know, slated for a pitch count, so we pulled him after five. So really only one of our starts has been a non-quality start out of 24 games, and our pitch has really kept us in every game. Offensively, we haven't been great. But as of lately, against San Diego State on Sunday, we threw up a 9 spot, and last night we threw up an 8 spot on Utah Valley. So offensively, the last two games we've been okay. But the bottom line is our pitching staff is right around the 2 mark, ERA-wise, 2.2 team ERA. So they're giving us a chance to win every ball game, and I think we've lost 5 one-run games of 7. A 2-run game and a 3-run game. So our pitch has given us a chance to win, and they're pretty good.
Tim Chambers, the head baseball coach at UNLV. The Rebels come in to take on the Huskers this weekend. Coach, tell us a little bit about your rotation this weekend, and will it change because it's non-conference, or are you settled in that this is Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
You know, we'll do the same. Our midweek guy right now, Kenny Oakley, really, you know, probably a weekend starter. For most teams, but our number one, Eric Fetty's projected to go in the first round, somewhere between 9 and 12. John Ritchie, and then Brian Bonnell, who went complete game 97 pitches, I think, on Sunday. And then Kenny Oakley's been going Tuesday. We may use him to close the game this weekend, but he'll go against Creighton on Monday as scheduled. It kind of stinks for the rest of the pitching staff because they're not getting the ball very much because our pitchers are going into the 7th, 8th, and 9th, and Bonnell's had 2 complete games. Fetty's has, I think, 1 complete game, and Richie's had 1 complete game, but everybody's gone into the 6th or 7th inning for us all year long, and obviously that's the strength of our team is our pitching staff. They've been able to keep us in every game.
Coach, offensively, how have you been getting it done? Is it the running game, hitting and running, or more of a power game, or just stringing hits together in one inning?
Well, we kind of base our offense on trying to get a running inning, and we like to think that we're a speed team that likes to hit run and bunt and stuff, but our best 3 players have all had some hamstring issues throughout the year. Our leadoff guy is out again for the second time. He missed 6 games earlier. Our number 2 guy missed 6 or 7 games, and our 3-hole hitter missed 5 or 6 games early in the year. So our 3 speed guys aren't able to run until right now. TJ White, our 3rd baseman, is 3-hole, and Justin Jones is our 2-hole guy. They're both healthy now, but my left fielder Swanner still ailing from a hamstring, but as soon as everybody gets healthy, we like to run and keep the defense moving and you know, play the short game. Our philosophy is try to get one in an inning, and you know, it's just we really are kind of a solid baseball team, I think, and our pitching gives us a chance to win every day. It's a really fun team to watch play. I've been coaching 27 years, and I enjoy watching our team play.
Well, UNLV is coming into Lincoln for a three-game series. As Coach mentioned, they're going to play Creighton before they head back. They're true road warriors. One more on the offensive side, though, Coach. It looks like the Armstrong boys are you want them to be a catalyst of this ball club, and they're smacking it around about 280 right now. Talk about where you thought they'd be at this point and where they are still looking to improve.
Well, Joey's a tremendous athlete. You know, he started every day for us at third last year. Now he's playing center. He's kind of had a little bit of a funky on him for the last couple of weeks, and his brother's got off to a little bit of a slow start. I think he was hitting about .170 after about 15 games. He's close to 300 now, and he's starting to bang it around a little bit, a couple home runs in the last four or five games. And we get Pat going. He's in the four hole. TJ, Justin, and Joey and Joey Swanner have kind of been pretty steady most of the year. Joey Armstrong struggling a little bit right now, but putting it in play. But, you know, Pat and Morgan Stotts, those guys are power guys for us that are starting to get it going right now. And especially Pat, who hit about .385 for us last year. He got off to a sluggish start, but he's starting to get it going a little bit right now. And, for me, I'd rather struggle early than later. And if we can get him going and Joey going and the rest of the guys starts moving around here towards the midway point, I think we're going to be fine.
Well, the old saying is what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but you guys aren't staying in Vegas. You're traveling to Nebraska at Creighton, then at Fresno, then at Arkansas. You guys don't make it back home until the second weekend of April. You guys are really road warriors on this trip.
Well, last year we won 37 ball games. It wasn't enough to get to a regional. When we took the job, the schedules are made a couple years in advance, and we were playing some teams that really didn't help our RPI. But, you know, when I recruited these kids, I told them we were going to try to play the best teams we could play, and San Diego State had dropped out of our conference with the schedule being completed. They came back in. San Jose State joined the conference, which caused us to lose six home games. We couldn't recover and get those games at home, so we just decided to play the best we could play on the road at Clemson, at Nebraska, at Arkansas, Fresno State, home and away against Arizona State, at Clemson. I mean, it's just it's a road warrior for us, but if we can find a way to win some of those games, I don't believe we're going to have to win 37 to get to a regional if we don't win the conference tournament. And we recruited on the basis that we were going to play the best teams we could play, so we're excited about it, even though this next 2 weeks is going to be hell for us. But we have a kind of a veteran team right now, and I don't really have to manage them too much. They play the game really hard, I feel like we're going to win some games on the road. It's going to help us with the RPI at the end.
Last second here with Tim Chambers, the baseball coach at UNLV. Okay, Tim, let's get to the serious stuff here, because we got people that like to go to Vegas. We got people that like to eat. Now, when Coach Chambers goes out, where does he go find the best meal in the city?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. I coached junior college for 11 years here, and I can't be 400 feet from a sports book, so we have to sneak in the back door when we go to good restaurants. There's some, you don't want anybody popping a picture of you standing in front of the board for gaming. So you try to hide a little bit. You try to hide a little bit, but Mastroianni's is a little Italian joint up by the house. It's really, really good. But, the best food in America is here in Las Vegas, and some of the best chefs in the world are here. And so there's several joints we like to go to, but Mastroianni's is one of my favorites.
I figured local pride, you'd be able to give us one or two spots that was a little bit off the billboard path there in Las Vegas. So
check out Mastroianni's on Town Center. They're really, really good.
I love Italian. Well, Coach, thanks for the tip. And, of course, we'll get you into Lincoln. And the whole thing here, because when we talk with coaches that come in, we'll let you out of here. How big of a deal is it to be able to take your team by the home of the College World Series and maybe just plant that seed this weekend?
Well, we're excited about that. When I was a junior college coach and we won a national championship in 03, we used to go to Colorado Northwestern, and on our way there, we would stop by Grand Junction and let the kids see the side of the World Series for junior college baseball. And I'm pretty excited about getting to play Creighton in Omaha and hopefully find a way to get there here soon. exciting deal, and it, you guys hopefully will be able to see us play. It's a fun team to watch, and we do things the right way.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to work. Safe travels, and best of luck not only this weekend but the rest of the season. It was a pleasure chatting with you.
Pleasure chatting with you guys. Amen, and God bless you guys.
Thank you. Good luck, Coach.
He is the head coach at UNLV, Tim Chambers, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I've got a feeling he is just a pretty good guy.
Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking that. Just
Mastriano's with him.
Well, but again, generally, I think baseball coaches, something about college baseball coaches, there's, you know, obviously there's the competition, they want to win and that sort of thing, but it, you know, I think football coaches are wired differently, and I'm not being critical of any of them, but college baseball coaches just really seem like they'd be kind of nice to just kick back on the back deck and just shoot the breeze with them for a while.
Well,
generally.
Yeah, well, except,
yeah,
the,
Damon,
except
yeah,
the first
Damon,
guy
Damon,
we
Damon,
had today. Damon, what are you going to do?
You got to take what you can get.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We're exclusively at Midway, 1.99% with qualified credit on all new and pre-owned vehicles, exclusively at your Midway Auto Dealers during their award season event. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And you can stop by and see everything they have on their lot with their everyday low hassle-free prices and over 500 vehicles to choose from. Midway certified program with a year of oil changes, 6 month 6,000 mile warranty on the vehicle, and a 2 year 100,000 mile powertrain warranty. It's all found at your Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. Midway, it's a better way, and think Midway.com. We're going to talk with Silver Lake coach Keith Crow, who has announced that he is going to step down as the Mustangs basketball coach, and we've got a lot more to get to after this.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A woman tells us that she recently told her husband she was getting her hair done, but instead went to Golfsmith and tried the latest clubs from TaylorMade. The expert club fitters at Golfsmith recommended the SLDR driver, TaylorMade's longest driver ever. She loved it, and the guaranteed lowest prices it came with. And when she got home, did her husband notice that her hair looked the same? Please. The guaranteed lowest prices, part of the Golfsmith fairway. Golfsmith, anything for golf.
A wise man once said, if you're going to do a job, do it right. He also said, if you're going to change your oil, get Napa's $20.99 oil change special. Okay, I said that one, but it's a wise call, my friend. For just $20.99, you get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Napa Silver oil filter. Napa know-how. So wise up and get the Napa oil change special. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, sale prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 3/31.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind advisory is in effect for our listening area later today. We'll have sunny conditions. Expect breezy south winds, bringing us a mild high near 69 degrees. And we could see some showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low of 39. Right now, it's 48.
Oh. Ouch.
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 I think you need to share. I think you need to share.
Guy in the pink shirt emails the program today. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're at the Dead Popper inbox email address, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. And as always, the phone number 888 455 3776. Some housekeeping duties from yesterday. We were talking about a 16 beating a 1. That was our Midtown Mart cooler question. I'll get to that in a second. We were talking about the last time some of the big teams, like, was it Kansas, North Carolina, Duke? And you've confirmed this. This is correct.
Well, on for 1979, which is what we kind of discussed about yesterday after the show, that was the state of North Carolina. And then an emailer called in with the correct
or an email e-ler, email
or yeah, sorry,
emailed in
a person with a computer emailed in with the date of 1973.
So you're wrong again. Sent from my iPhone.
Oh man.
See, I try to bring you on, and that's what
that's the sound of you being run over by the bus.
Coach Langan was talking about it. They said in 73, North Carolina, Kansas, Duke were not in the Sweet 16. Well, obviously, there was a long time Duke wasn't involved. But, yeah, it was a rarity to not have any of those teams in the Sweet 16. Our Midtown Mart cooler question brought to you by Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday we said, when will a 16 seed beat a 1 seed in the men's NCAA tournament? This always comes up this time of the year. 45% said within the next 10 years, 27% said within the next 5 years, 18% said never, and 9% said after a decade. It's going to happen sometime.
Yeah, I mean, the
whether
odds
it's
are.
Next year or 15 years, who knows?
Yeah, but the odds are. You're playing on a neutral court, generally. I mean, sometimes the one seed has a little bit closer to home, the one seed it tends to be, but it's going to happen sometime. I'd say 10 years is a pretty good mark.
But.
Because that's 40 games.
But I'll throw this out. This started in 1985, this format, when their 16s were playing a 1, and Farley Dickinson almost knocked off Michigan that year. But no one's done it, and that is 29
well, but,
years,
but, but it's also
seasons.
Building up. I mean, statistically speaking, the odds of probability would say, oh my gosh, I sound like something there. But the odds of probability keep building up. So it's going to happen. Never? Come on, never. I don't live long enough for never. But
I'll get to today's question, but this is where the guy in the pink shirt says, Doug, and whoever may be co-hosting today, that'd be you.
That'd be me.
Your poll question will happen if and when Nebraska ever becomes a number one seed. There is no doubt in my mind that if they ever did somehow become a number one seed, the basketball gods would somehow find a way for a 16 seed to pull the upset. Also, I agree with Jim's view on the announcers of the BYU-Nebraska women's game. I was shaking my head wondering, what are you two idiots talking about when they were down at the last moments of the game?
Yeah.
And Hampson was trying to make two free throws to go up by four, and they were talking about, well, do you intentionally miss here up by three?
My daughter, who is pretty basketball savvy, we were sitting there watching that, and she just kind of looked at me like, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
Our Midtown Mark Cooler question today, how many Big Ten teams will make the Final Four? There's three of them. You've got Wisconsin playing Baylor, and then Arizona or San Diego State. Michigan will play Tennessee, then Louisville or Kentucky. Michigan State plays Virginia, and if they win that, either Iowa State or Connecticut. Randy, I ask you, how many Big Ten teams will be in the Final Four?
Everybody's darling is Michigan State, but really take a look at their path. Their path is harder than I think Virginia's the real deal. I'm not so sure they're going to get there. I'm going to say one.
Yeah. Man, I guess I'm going to agree with you. I could say two and Michigan State doesn't.
I mean, I could see that.
But how hot is Baylor? Did Baylor just wow the world? The more I think about it.
You can't shoot that hot all the time, can you?
The more I think about it, they're probably just going to get pounded when they play tomorrow
night. Well, you always look like a world beater when you shoot like they've been shooting this last weekend. And again, give them some credit. They ran their offense pretty well. They played some pretty smart basketball to get good looks. But can you really realistically think you're going to shoot that hot every game? I don't think you can.
Well, there you go. You can vote now
at ESPNSuperstation.com, our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday program, taking a look at some of the other sporting events from last night. We touched a little bit on what the women were able to do. Minnesota still alive in the men's NIT, so you've got another team in the Big Ten that is still playing basketball, and they took care of Southern Mississippi. Clemson took care of Belmont. That was a pretty exciting game. Watched most of that last night as well. As far as the women's tournament, Penn State had no problem with Florida. Michigan State was eliminated by North Carolina, and Louisville pounded Iowa as far as the Big Ten teams were yesterday. Jordan Hooper, all-region, no surprise there. She's now up for All-American honors, and we could read all the accolades, but you pretty much know it. Nebraska baseball.
We don't have enough time.
Yeah, beat Wichita State. They had 17 hits, but only 7 runs last night. So they hit the ball, but a lot of singles. 7-3 against Wichita State, and the team will play at Kansas State tonight. The game will be on Fox Sports Kansas City, so that's our local Fox Sports net. You may have to do some searching. You never know what's going to happen there, but they will have that for you. We'll also have it on the Husker Sports Network, 1230 AM KHAS, which gets underway at 6:30 tonight. Hastings College lost to York 9-3. York is ranked in the NAIA, and Hastings will be hosting Dort this weekend. So there you go. Also, as we talked with Damon Day about that, we'll go to softball. Hastings pitcher Taylor Erlenbush is the GPAC softball pitcher of the week, and UNL is at UNO in softball action later this afternoon.
And nice enough weather for spring softball, I guess. I mean, it's a little brisk out there, but you know, you kind of, it's nice those two schools can kind of get together and just call each other because they're only like 45 minutes apart from each other, so they can kind of impromptu schedule and reschedule if they need to.
What else on the horizon? What do you think? What do you think? We've been talking NCAA basketball all week long. Out of all these double-digit seeds, which there are above 4 seeds, there's 6 of them left. Who do you like? Who's really got that chance to be in the Final Four?
It's something about Tennessee right now. I mean, to me, they're playing as well as anybody in terms of how they are doing it on both ends of the court. You know, Baylor, obviously, not that poorly seeded, but they're playing awfully hot, you know, as it stands right now. But of those double-digit seeds, I would probably say Tennessee has the best chance. So that means now they're doomed.
I hope so, because I'm rooting for Michigan. I want to see Michigan come out of that bracket right now, especially now that Wichita State is out. And I think there's some good basketball teams left. But, yeah, one of those is going to crack into the Final Four. That's just the way it is anymore. Dayton, Stanford, Tennessee, Baylor, Connecticut. Somebody is going to get into that Final Four, you would have to assume, odds are. We continue on with the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter here on ESPN Radio. He has decided to step down after 22 years at Silver Lake and 260 wins, and it was always fun covering the Mustangs. They had a memorable run in 2009 and 2010 down at the state tournament, and Keith Crow joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, first, congratulations on all the success, and I have to say I'm a little sad that I won't be seeing you on the sidelines here in the near future.
Well, thank you, Doug. I tell you, it's been a long ride and a really fun ride, but it was time to make that decision, and I've had a great time being at the school so many years here at Silver Lake, and I always appreciated all what you've done covering the games and everything, so it's been a lot of fun.
Now, is there any truth to the rumor that the real reason you're stepping down is you're tired of recruiting Holstein, Roseland, Campbell, Bladen, all those towns around there? It's just too much.
Yeah, it was just too much of a time commitment for me anymore. No, I've been considering it the last few years. I knew I was getting closer to being done, and I have 2 grandkids. My daughter has a little girl, and my son and his fiance have a little boy, and I just felt she's going to have twins here, my daughter is, in June, and I just wanted to commit more time to them. They've all sacrificed a lot over the years, my kids have and my wife has, and I thought maybe it was time for me to be a little selfish and maybe take some time for myself to enjoy my family.
Well, Keith, I've always appreciated somebody that has the foresight and the integrity to name their daughter Danielle. I just think that that's a special, special group of people that really understand what it's all about. When you look back on your teams, obviously some of the teams you'll be thinking about, probably the 2009, 2010 teams, but are there some other teams that you kind of look back on and go, wow, they were a fun group of girls to work with, or they really overachieved? Are there some other teams that really kind of come to mind?
Yeah, of course the two teams that you talked about, those were special teams, making it to state and making it down there and doing well down there. The other two teams that made it to state for me, you know, had some great players on there. You know, I look back and I think the first 6 or 7 years that I was coaching, either the state champion or the state runner-up come out of my sub-district. I never really ever thought I would ever get to state the way it worked out, it seemed like, every year. And being able to coach my daughter and had some great teams at that time. So I had a lot of special teams, a lot of special girls.
We're talking with Keith Crow, the head girls basketball coach, has announced that he is going to be stepping down. What's the future hold there for you in Silver Lake right now?
Oh, I'll still be teaching here. I'll be teaching unless somebody really wants to pay my insurance for the next few years. I'll still be teaching. I just needed some time to spend more with family. So I'll be teaching shop here for quite a few years to come.
When you look back on your coaching, you know, I think it takes everybody has to have a special kind of aptitude, special kind of feeling for young people to coach, both men's and women's. Is it a little bit different, you know, being a guy coaching the women in terms of was there an adjustment period when you first started coaching in terms of dealing with how the young ladies look at the team aspect different than what the boys do?
You know, when I started coaching, I coached boys basketball for 3 or 4 years at Bladen, and then when I got on here at Silver Lake, started was an assistant coach for a few years. And everybody said, oh, how are you going to handle coaching the girls? I coached them like I did the guys. There wasn't really any difference. I think, truthfully, over the years, the difference I can tell you is the girls sometimes maybe listen to me a little better than what guys would. They would take things to heart a little bit more. And there's some difficulties dealing with girls for all those years, but I've loved it. It's I wouldn't want to do anything different.
Just the last minute here with Keith Crow. We'll let him get back to molding the young minds over there at Silver Lake. Keith, when you've been able to put the time in and the years in, I always like to get every coach's kind of perspective of how things have changed. We've talked a lot about, and this is my, I guess, view right now, that sports, and it's not just basketball, there's not a lot of middle ground. Now, your team this year was one of those few that was kind of middle ground. You beat the teams you were supposed to beat and probably got beat by the teams that had 19, 20, 21 wins. But there seems to be not so much in the middle. You're either the deal or you're struggling to get your program going again. Why do you think that's happened?
Well, I think there's so much more distraction for kids now. You know, I can remember back when first coaching or even 10, 15 years ago, seemed like everybody had a basketball hoop up and everybody was shooting baskets in the summertime. And I think you've got teams that still understand the value of the practice and the other things that you got to do if you really want to be good. But there's so many other things out there for young kids now, not necessarily good, but that take their attention away from basketball. So unless you've really got a strong program that you really keep on the kids and tell them, you know, these are the things we need to do, and they can see it themselves. You know, they understand that this is what we need to do if we want to be good. And I agree with you. You have teams that are playing probably not as well as what we used to have, and I think that's part of the problem.
Coach, you've talked about filling the void with a little bit more time with your grandkids and that sort of thing, but basketball, not coaching it anymore, there is going to be a void there. What are you going to miss most about it?
I'm going to miss the practices. I've always liked to go to practices. I'm certainly going to miss the games and all. I have so many friends from coaching, opposing coaches and coaches here at Silver Lake, that when the basketball start bouncing again, it's going to tug at my heart pretty hard. But, you know, I just knew that I needed a little bit more time away from it. But it'll be very difficult. It was a difficult decision for me. It was one I took quite a bit of time thinking about, and I just felt like it was the right time.
Is there one certain coach you're going to miss beating?
there's a few of them. I enjoy the rivalries that we've had over the years, and I've got really great coaching friends that, you know, we battle very hard on the court, but when the game is over with, we're still friends, and that's what makes it special.
Well, Keith, I know we'll see you around the circle here somewhere along the way. Always appreciate the time you gave us, and we wish you the very best. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, you guys. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks, Keith.
22 years at Silver Lake and of the variety of schools that it was before that particular consolidation. Keith Crow stepping down as their basketball coach.
I always have so much respect for coaches, the time that they dedicate, and really the young men and women that they coach really almost become surrogate kids in a way, you know, becomes a part of an extended family. And it's always tough to walk away from that. But to walk away from one family to spend a little bit more time with the other is completely appropriate. And congratulations to Keith on a great career.
We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this. Come on in, let the
games begin. Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here. Come on in, let the
games begin. With Ferguson.
This is not a drill, people. The Spring Into a Honda sales event means great deals on the sensational Honda Accord, loaded with standard features like a rear-view camera, named a Car and Driver's 10 Best list a record 28 times. Wait, let's give that its due respect. 28 times. Head over to the Spring Into a Honda sales event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Car and Driver, January 2014. See dealer for financing details.
Keep your engine running smooth with an oil and filter special that's priced right. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, purchase a 5-quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $22.99 and get a $7 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. The 2014 NCAA tournament is on. Westwood 1.
Goes to Murray, back up on top again, all the way to the near side. Comer, and a beautiful pass. Feeler jams it home with two hands. It's a 19-point lead for Florida Gulf Coast, 52-33.
Who will this year's Cinderella be? Tune in here to find out.
Catch all the action on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A wind advisory is in effect for our listening area later today. We'll have sunny conditions. It's met breezy south winds, bringing us a mild high near 69 degrees. And we could see some showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low of 39. Right now, it's 48.
Cutter, rolling through a Wednesday. Glad to have you along for today's program. Thank all the guests that we've had and look forward to another good couple of shows here before the end of the month. Folks, right now, if you are looking to get back into the field and you're moving, you're running, you got the kids, you can have baseball, softball, all those summer activities. Maybe even you want to compete in a little bit of it. You want to be on the golf course, but you want to, you know, got to run out and check pivot. Got to do this, got to do that. Well, you don't have to worry about it anymore because you can do it from your convenience with T&L's Precision Point Control 3 from T&L Irrigation with its worldwide headquarters in Hastings, serving all of the United States and more than 60 countries worldwide. To find out more about T&L's PPC3, which allows you to control speed, direction, and gun and auto stop locations with GPS, all you have to do is go to your local T&L dealer, or if you're not sure who that is or just want more information, go online to TLIR. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works, and they're easier on you for a lifetime. Doug and Daddy Show rolling through here on this Wednesday. It seems like I'm forgetting something, and I don't know what that is, but we want to see how the NCAA basketball tournament tips off and gets going again tomorrow night. The game's tomorrow here on ESPN. The first one to go will be at 6:15 when Stanford takes on Dayton, and Baylor plays Wisconsin at 6:45. Then the late games tomorrow night, Florida UCLA at 8:45, and Arizona San Diego State out west will tip at 9:15, and then we'll see how that affects Olympics, the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge.
I'm not one of those guys that really longs for the good old days because actually they weren't as good. I will say this. Having the NCAA tournament on four different channels is a little slice of awesome. I mean, it just really is. That game's not very – you used to be saddled with whatever was the regional game, and that was it. You didn't have too many other choices, and maybe you'd get a live look in for the final shot. But it's kind of nice, you know. And I also, I got to admit, watching True TV for those 3 days a year makes me realize why I don't watch True TV the other 362 days out of the year.
But it wasn't as bad this year. You know, they got made fun of, Jim Nantz reading the promos, you know, on that first four, you know, for some of the junk that they put on there. They didn't quite hammer them as bad this year. I think they realized they were hurting themselves with the promos of their own television show.
Yeah. I mean, if you like that kind of reality TV, God bless you. Enjoy it. You're not harming anybody, but... Wow. But anyway, it really is kind of nice to be able to watch all the games from beginning to end.
I just want to say, and I've done some research, and I can't guarantee that it is, but I'm 99% sure that the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge has the best prizes of any sports radio show in the entire state of Nebraska. And we want to thank all of our fine sponsors and you, the listeners, that take part in our contest. And we want to take care of you. That's why we've got a Toshiba 32-inch television from Russell's Appliance, along with a Sharp soundbar audio system, which will be going to a couple of our top finishers. We've got thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, including hundreds of dollars in Cunningham's cash. We've got Nebraska Spring Game tickets, Big Dally's Deli meal deals. We've got golf from Prairie Hills, Sean Callahan's 100 Things Every Husker Fan Should Know or Do Before They Die, Pizza a Month for a Year from Papa John's, Godfathers of Hastings, so much more in the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and Bud Light, the place to be for all of the madness. So anything else before we get out of here?
No, I think we're ready to roll. You know, time to watch a little baseball and softball over the weekend.
That's right. So best of luck to the Husker baseball team again tonight. They are in action. That's about it for this Wednesday. That's about all that is action from the area. So
I've spent enough time in front of the TV for a while. So, yeah, that's good. I need it. I need a little television detox.
Okay. I hated to tell Coach Crow that, you know, like Judge Judy and Jeopardy and Rachel Ray, that's what he's going to be doing now instead of coaching basketball at 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, again, you can DVR that stuff and get through Jeopardy in 19 minutes. Don't ask me how I know.
We want to thank Keith Crow stepping down as the girls basketball coach at Silver Lake. Congratulate him. Also, UNK baseball coach Damon Day and UNLV baseball coach Tim Chambers for joining us on the show today. Randy, have a good one.
You too. We'll be back at it Wednesday.
And we'll see you tomorrow for NCAA tournament coverage here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.